This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. From the beginning, it was like fiction. The world's most famous skyscrapers suddenly vaporized by two hijacked airliners.
Most who saw and survived this day still had trouble believing what they saw. The phrase you heard over and over again was, "It seemed just like a movie."
Exactly. The implausible opening sequence of a preposterous action fantasy movie. Spectacular destruction orchestrated by a rich, smirking supervillain from his fortified mountain lair halfway around the world. We went to Afghanistan in pursuit of bin Laden and his allies. President Bush sounded like a tough-talking John Wayne when he said we would smoke them out of their holes. But the evil mastermind disappeared, except for the occasional taunt beamed back to civilization. He remained free until many of us had stopped hoping. And now the story is like genre fiction once again. The same movie with an implausible, stunning final scene. A super elite team of commandos swoop in after midnight. The President of the United States watches with his Secretary of State, his former opponent, on live video in the White House Situation Room. Finally, the President speaks. We got him. The only thing missing was Jodie Foster giving a thumbs up to Denzel Washington. This is not the way the bin Laden story seemed to be heading. Instead, it had been proceeding like so many of the TV series and movies that have riveted us in the last decade. The Sopranos, Deadwood, The Wire, Dark Knight, No Country for Old Men. In all their different genres, these are stories that ended without reassurance. The bad guys, more or less, got away with it. But finally, this story has ended the old-fashioned way, surprisingly, dramatically, and unambiguously. I really think last weekend's finale felt so satisfying because it was a finale, so familiar. We've read this novel, watched this show, seen this movie. It turns out the bad guys also knew how to play their part. The great journalist Lawrence Wright reported that Al-Qaeda trainees watched Hollywood action blockbusters, Schwarzenegger movies, and more about hijackings to see how it's done. But did they not watch all the way through and see how those movies end?
People will die. Starting tonight. I'm a man of my word.
So we'll find him in the end, I promise you. We'll find him. Just as sure as the turning of the earth.
There's an old poster out west, as I recall, that said, "Wanted. Dead or alive."
Dead or alive meant dead to the law. Saves time and money.
We will smoke them out of their holes, we will get them running, and we'll bring them to justice.
Let's get out!
Do we get to win this time?
This time it's up to you.
You have one of two choices. You're gonna tell me what I want to know, or you're gonna start losing your fingers one by one. This is your last chance.
Where are you taking me, Marty?
It's you who've taken us, Jack.
Satellite now entering target area.
Into battle.
But this operation is secret. Top secret.
Specialists, led by you, could do it in one bold, swift stroke.
The tail
rotor is
gone.
6-4
is going down.
Black Hawk down. Black Hawk down. American! Do you hear me? I want to talk to you. Do you hear me, American?
Loud and clear.
Drop it. Dead or alive, you are coming with me.
We now hear that his body has already been buried at sea. What's your reaction to that?
That's a Sicilian message. It means Luca Brasi sleeps with the fishes.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Life sometimes imitates art. But only briefly. Reality, unlike fiction, is an infinite, murky mess. happy endings unravel. Black and white moral clarity turns gray. In the real world, we don't just walk out of the theater. That's life. This is Kurt Anderson. Our audio mashup was produced by Eric Malinsky.